Hearts of Life Animal Rescue volunteer Deborah Balcom returned to KSST Wednesday and brought another dog needing a good home. His name is Zeus, and despite being terribly abused in the past, he seems to have a wonderful spirit.
All of these wounds that you see on Zeus are the result of some terrible animal abuse. He was brought into us, thank you, Zeus, the 18th of March. He was just emaciated, starving to death, had all these wounds on him. All four legs had duct tape wrapped around.
My goodness.
This one so tightly that we thought maybe he would have to have his leg amputated.
He's expected to make a full recovery
Now all we need is these wounds to completely heal. He may never grow hair back where all these wounds are, which were, according to the vet, he feels that he was burned in all of these places.
My goodness.
He had old wounds on the sides of his face and on his head to where this had been an ongoing case of animal abuse. Fortunately, he's in a good spot right now. He just needs a home. And, of course, he's got to be kept inside, certainly, until all of these wounds heal.
Yeah. And, now, this is a loving dog. He's a licker.
Very loving, very loving.
That tail is just wagging up a storm.
Yep.
And this dog just looks starved for attention, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. And the day they brought him in, even though he was severely injured and obviously in pain, his tail was wagging. And he has been this way, never has tried to bite, growl, and it's just amazing, as you know, what he went through, and he still trusts people. I don't understand that. But
what kind of dog is this? Do you have an idea? Or I'm not very good on breeds.
We are not real sure. He looks like he might have some German Shepherd, but then he looks a little bit like maybe he has some Husky in him, but he's...
Is this a young dog, or is he?
He is appears to be less than 2 years old, so he's a relatively young dog.
He
probably will get a little heavier, but probably not much taller. So he's probably
had all the shots, he's ready to go.
He is ready to go. He has been neutered, had all his shots. He is ready to go, just absolutely.
We talked about it last week. We can repeat it now, though. The kind of things that would help you out, like volunteers, cash, donations of a lot of different kinds, or just have a good home for one of these
Well,
pets.
That's number one. That's what we desperately need, is we need some individuals to check out what we have and give some of our animals some homes so that we're able to help some other animals. Right now we're full and we just can't accept any other animals, but we always need, of course, cash donations are great because we are trying to do some renovation out there, and we always need buckets, water buckets, and we use the big 5 gallon white water buckets because they tend to stay cleaner. They don't grow quite as much mold and mildew and that type thing. And and volunteers, we always need volunteers. If nothing else, for somebody to come and fill water bucket.
To adopt an animal, call Hearts of Life Animal Rescue at 903-439-5019. KSST News.